need to like live it up a lot now, because we were on lockdown for like how long? We couldn't like interact with each other. So I think people need to get out. Everybody should be in the middle. No one should be against the wall.
Well, not everybody, because some people are habitual drink spillers. You know what I mean? If your arm is shaky, some people don't even understand their surroundings. If your arm is shaky, I told you I was at the party. I saw a drink spill all night.
Yeah, but that happens at every party.
Stay clear for me. Because, you know, these are my good shoes. And if you and a lot of people ask me, what do I got to wear to Canada lockdown? Yo, we've been locked down forever. Pull out all your fire. I don't hold nothing back. Now that I know they could tell me we can't go nowhere after 8 o'clock, you're a mutt. I'm wearing everything. And the best place to come, DG Kicks. You get sneakers, you get coats. You don't have a Nicole Benesti coat yet? Come down to DG Kicks. Man's going down. That .0 shiny, y'all want to lose your
life.
Maybe
you want to pull up with a bike.
Oh, boy, Lorena, I want to see you on the bike. The pro circuit. But I digress. Let you go.
But, yeah, definitely give us a call. Weezy's going to give us some more information. Yeah. We're giving away two tickets at 8:25 a.m. So that is happening tomorrow. Can't get tickets at the door, right?
No,
so
can't get tickets at the door. No, we trying to be clean and stay. You can reach out to the Morning Detour. You can reach out to DJ Maddie. Big Will got tickets as well. But there's no tickets at the door. I want a clean thing at the door. You drop your ticket, you get your stamp, you go get your corner, drink your juice, enjoy yourself a good night.
Well, that's it. So if you don't win the two tickets we're giving away, definitely hit them up today and get your tickets before the party. Another thing that's happening is Let's Talk Shop. They're having a holiday market edition pop-up shop November 28th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Same location, 7012 Chemin.
Everything's pumping from over there at this point.
Definitely. So Kyra will actually be having a booth there because, like I said, she's an entrepreneur. So she has Coily Curls is a company she has with her 5-year-old sister, Callie. So if you bring one of the items that are on our flyer to the pop-up shop, you are entered into a contest to win a box of products from Aveda. So definitely check that out. Enter to win as well. There is another pop-up shop happening, Marché de Noël, on December 4th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 7355 Saint-Denis. Mm. So that
A lot of pop-up shops, but I like that because, you know, you get to see many vendors at once. You know, get a little taste of it and not just focus on just one person.
Yeah.
So I like the energy, man. We should do a pop-up. I don't know what we do. We have a crown project. I don't know if we're going to pop up.
It's something I always wanted to do, but then I just never went ahead and did it.
What are we going to sell?
What, the
no,
Detour?
No, we'd sell Detour merch. I'm now trying to figure out what we're going to sell at a pop-up shop.
Honestly, there's like merch that I think we should sell that would be actually really cool. But I don't know if it's something for a pop-up shop type of thing, but I think it's just something cool. But I'll tell you, obviously, off air.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, look at you enterprising while you're at the hospital. You know you waited 12 days to be seen by a doctor. Listen, so all kind of ideas are bubbling in your brain.
Listen, it was long. And the nurses were telling me, this is quick. So I was confused. But anyways, Bad Boys de Rire, every Thursday, they have their open mic at 8 p.m. You could go to badboysderire.eventbrite.com to sign up for that. And then Rhythm and Brunch is happening.
Rhythm. Oh, I forgot to tell
you. You know, I'm really tired of this. First, they don't put my mic on at 7 a.m. Then they want to make changes to their events, and I'm trying to support people. They don't give me the update.
Yeah, I totally forgot to tell you, man. Yeah, unfortunately, they had to push it back to January. So it's still going to happen. So those that bought their tickets will be fully refunded. And we're going to do some for people that bought their tickets for the next go-around. But it's going to happen in January. I apologize, Lorena. Look at you want to kill me already.
Well, someone who never lets me down, Versus. They're having the Versus.
Oh, no, hold on. There's been a couple of Versus that are kind of shaky. Don't say all of that. Some of them did.
Yeah, but they let me know when things change. So
now, Keisha Cole was kind of, huh?
They let us know when it wasn't happening. Bone Thugs and Harmony versus 3-6 Mafia is still happening on December 2nd. So definitely check that out on, it's getting a little shaky though on Instagram Live. So they want you to pay for Thriller. So
what, Thriller's its own thing now?
Yeah, because I guess that's where they're really making the money. So they're pushing people to go there so that we can sign up.
I don't know what Thriller
pay.
Is. Like, it's like a media.
It's an app. Yeah. I guess it's like Twitch, kind of, but...
Does Diddy own it? Because, I see Ciroc everywhere, and people don't be drinking Ciroc like that. But I see Ciroc, that promo... Diddy's promo for Ciroc.
I think in the U.S., it's big. But no, Diddy does not own... That's Swizz and Timbaland, and then everybody that did Versus from the beginning to a certain point on, they all have a stake in that as well.
Listen, man, we should have got a stake in that, man. God damn.
We have to do a Versus. But yeah, it's a little shaky now on Instagram Live, so I don't know what to tell you guys. Entertainment news. So a lot of things are happening, even though it is a long weekend and it's the holidays.
Yeah.
Malika Shabazz, rest in peace to her, the daughter of Malcolm X. She passed away recently as well. She was 56 years old and was found unconscious by her daughter at her home in Brooklyn, according to the NYPD. The police say the death appeared to be due to natural causes.
Damn. Yeah. But she was old, though.
No, nope, 56.
56 old, huh?
That's young. Mm. To die from natural causes, too?
Yeah, okay. Well, obviously, there's something more there than just the natural causes.
Well, we'll see. They still have to do more like an autopsy and all that stuff. But for now, this is what they're saying. But rest in peace to her. Condolences to the family. Mm-hmm. Summer Walker. So she just put out an album that's doing really well charts.
Oh, it's my that's my joint.
But people were confused.
Are you still over it? Are you still over it? Yo, you know, a woman is super angry with you when she's like, yo, I'm still over it.
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
But people are confused a little bit because she recently revealed a picture of her and her boyfriend. I think his name is Lord Farrell. I don't really know how to pronounce that. It's LVRD Farrell. I don't know.
LaVerd?
I have no clue.
He's on some Kanye shit. He wants his shit to be different.
I don't know. He's a rapper. But so they posted a picture and they got their names tattooed on each other. So,
oh, that was them with the tattoos on the face?
Yeah.
You're mad, dog. Yeah. What's wrong with Summer Walker? She's crazy.
Summer got her boyfriend's name. His real name is Larry. Tattooed on her face next to her eye, right near her temple. And then Larry, I'm going to call him Larry now because I don't know his rapper name.
Okay.
Tattooed Summer's name above his eyebrow.
How do you go from Larry to that rapper name? It seems like a Grand Canyon between Larry and what, Marvel or Ravel, what's his name is?
LVRD Farrell.
LV Lavard. He's like a boulevard. Maybe it's Boulevard Farrell.
Maybe. I don't know. I was trying to find something where he said his name, but I couldn't. So yeah, I don't know how it's pronounced.
Yeah,
but basically, people were saying we're just confused with everything she went through with London on the track. So they're like, why would you do this to yourself?
Again.
She went and she posted and she said, more of the story. If you listen to my album, learn from your mistakes, pick yourself up, heal, find happiness, and most importantly, move on.
It sounds like a mouthful, but I feel her. You got to move on. You know what I mean? It's the wanting that makes you hurt, you know?
Yeah.
It's when you want something, it's the wanting. But, you know, everything's a process, man. Every day just gets better, man. But everybody deals with things differently. But her album, I'm still over it. But I think I still like the one before a little bit. But this one's deep, though.
Still good. But yeah, a lot of people are saying they like her earlier work.
But they're both good. They're both good. But if you had to pick, but they're both great.
No, they're really, really good. So I can't wait to see exactly what she does from here on out. Because she says she's in a really better place now, too.
Well, obviously. She looks... I was like, who... Kasade sent me the thing. I was like, I didn't get who it was. I thought we were just making jokes because they tattooed their face. I didn't know we really had some sauce on this.
Mm-hmm.
Why would someone walk into this? She's such a beautiful girl, too. God damn, she's gorgeous.
The AMAs happened. So
quiet as kept.
People were actually really upset because Doja Cat won favorite female R&B artist over Jasmine Sullivan. So saying Doja is a pop artist. So fans shared their disbelief on social media. And the general consensus was that they feel that if the artist is black, they are automatically placed in either R&B or hip hop categories.
I thought we were done with that. They're still doing that? Like we can't get a little pop thing? We can't get a little rock?
No, I find, especially the AMAs, always kind of get it wrong.
And that's the American Music Awards?
Yeah.
Oh.
So you vote for the winner.
Yeah.
So obviously Doja Cat has more fans than Jasmine because Doja is more mainstream, but she is considered, in my opinion, more of a pop artist.
So Doja Cat and Jasmine were up in the R&B thing?
Yeah.
And Jasmine lost to Doja Cat?
Yeah, because...
That's dumb.
It is dumb, but I mean, if Doja has more fans, then obviously she's going to get more votes, right?
But see...
It's like when they put Justin in R&B, he has more fans, usually he wins.
Oh, see? Listen, man, it's crazy because Jasmine Sullivan wholesales everything in life, man.
And does Jasmine's fans watch the AMAs?
No.
Exactly.
They waiting for the BT Awards. I don't know if we still do the Source Awards, but they waiting for one of them joints.
So you gotta vote for them on the website or on TikTok. And who in Jasmine's like age category is really
voting on TikTok?
So
we know we do have a couple girls in our age group that be on TikTok though.
Which is fine. It's fine, but I'm saying like the majority of people are not gonna go on TikTok and vote.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for those categories, it's like it's an older demographic. So I kind of see that she was kind of set up to fail with that one. But the Grammys are happening. They just announced
the real awards
nominations. So some of the nominations, I'll go through them. Best R&B Performance. So we have Lost You with Snow Allegra, Peaches by Justin Bieber featuring Daniel Caesar, and Giveon, Damage by Her, Leave the Door Open by Silk Sonic, Pick Up Your Feelings by Jasmine Sullivan. So this seems like the right people in the right category.
Okay, but now you have an interesting problem now.
What?
Who you gonna pick to win? Because I know RG Music is listening right now, and he's like, yeah, Silk Sonic, Bruno Mars, Bruno Mars.
Well, this is, it's not a fan vote, right?
It's a Grammys. Has the Grammy ever stated like what's their criteria? Like what are the things they're looking at? Like, are we really doing the artistry thing? Like, we're looking at the bars and the impact and like, you know, how the song or the album sounds sonically. Are you really looking for that, or is really just everything off popularity? Like, you know what? Yeah, that Bruno Mars song was popping with everybody else. We're just gonna give them the trophy.
They're supposed to. So I know last year, because someone that I follow, Valisha Butterfield Jones, became on the board with the Grammys or whatever. So she's like the co-vice president.
Let's get Larina some sound effect. Is Larina pulling on Kanye on Drink Champ? Larina's over here name dropping. Listen, we know you the PR. We know you Mixie.
Well, she is on the board for diversity and inclusion. So a lot of it was getting the board, the voting people to be more diversified. So they have a lot of different people on the board now. Mm-hmm. It's not like Valerie Plante.
Who was community. There before? That's what I want to know. Okay, I'm all there now. That's it's ethnic, mm-hmm, and it's diverse. Mm-hmm. Who was on the board before? Because a couple of those Jay-Z awards he should have got, you know what I mean? Who was on the board?
That's a good question. I don't know who was on the board, but then a lot of times too, people are on the board but they don't vote.
Yeah, and Kanye was cheated too. That's crazy. I love Jasmine Sullivan. We need to get her in concert.
Definitely.
When's she coming to Montreal? Is Montreal open for concerts now?
They are. What's it called? Well, it wasn't. Pink Sweats was here, and then a lot of people went to see the Genesis. I think it was a farewell tour.
Yeah, my boy Dave went to see OT Genesis. Yeah, yeah. Good music,
not
man.
Not OT Genesis. Genesis with Phil Collins.
Okay. You know me. I'm from the hood, man. I'm like OT Genesis. I'm like, oh, them niggas were popping and dropping, bro. And there was Blunts and 40s everywhere at the Bell Center. For one night, my biggest dream. I win the lotto. I want to shut down the Bell Center. I tell it to myself 80 times per day.
Okay.
I'm bringing, you know, you're ready. I'm bringing Future. I'm bringing Jay. I'm bringing Ye. You know, just for you, I'm bringing Kid Cudi. I can't afford Beyonce, even with my lotto money. Beyonce might be like $82 billion. I want to shut down the Bell Center. Nothing but the Mandem. Bell Center. We have Triating.
So no diversity? No women?
No, of course. You can't demand it without women. The dudes are going to go crazy. How you mean? But I'll love to get a money and shut down the Bell Center.
Well, you put it out there, so let it manifest.
Yeah, man. It's going down, man. It's crazy, man.
But yeah, so a lot of people were nominated. It's great. So best rap album, too. So you have The Offseason with J. Cole, Certified Lover Boy with Drake, King's Disease 2 with Nas, Call Me If You Get Lost, Tyler, the Creator, and Donda by Kanye West. Who do you think is going to take that?
I missed the second one. Is Drake in there, too?
Yes, so Certified Lover Boy, Drake, okay. The Offseason, J. Cole.
King's Disease 2, it's so tough.
Call Me If You Get Lost, Tyler, the Creator, and Donda.
It's so tough because Styles P, you know, I love the way Styles P broke it down. He's like, sonically, I think Styles P say sonically the Drake sounds better, mm-hmm, but Kanye, the lyrics and the content. Yeah, how do you fault somebody that talks about God and, you know, and losing their mother? And how do you feel about Kanye now talking about, like, you know, trying to get Kim back, you know, overcome the divorce? Certified Lover Boy or Donda? Certified Lover Boy, man. There's way too much things, man. Pipe Down messed me up. But then where do you kind of put J. Cole? Because J. Cole doesn't have the same kind of pop appeal, mm-hmm, but all his joints is good. Like, it's meaningful. It's like, essence, yeah.
That's what I like about the Grammys. Because sometimes, too, people will win. You're like, who is that? Like, it doesn't really matter if you have like a lot of people behind you mm-hmm. or a lot of fans and stuff like that. It's, I guess the criteria is different. We need to figure out what that is. But
you're the one with friends in high places. What did Drake say? Got friend in high places, but I don't know. It's in the pipe down.
So maybe I'll put it out there. Maybe I'll see if I can get Valisha on this show. That would be dope.
Listen, well, would that be a solo Larina interview? Or would that be a collab tape?
Okay, well,
because you know, you're off doing interviews by yourself now. Anyways, you got one coming up anyway. Let's play some music, man. You got to play some commercials too, DJ Maddie.
Anywho, also another thing that happened with the Grammys too is Dave Chappelle and poet Amir Suleiman received a nomination for the next Netflix special, 8:46. But that brought some controversy because, of course, Dave is somewhat canceled. So.
Oh, yeah? They care. You can't cancel Dave Chappelle. That's nuts. That's nuts.
No, but I hope he wins, though, because I feel like that special was really good.
No, he's going to win, man. Yo, Dave Chappelle, man, what a true artist, man. Yo, to really comment on society and have satire and really be avant-garde, like, the way... Listen, man, you can't shut Dave down, man. Dave is just different, man. But, you know.
Well, that's all I have, because there's no new music this week. It is Thanksgiving in the U.S., so no one's putting out albums.
But before we go... look at her face all like... Yo... I got two remarks looking back at our videos. You do the wildest faces when I'm talking.
I do?
Yeah, you just like...
But a lot of times I'm looking at my computer. I'm like answering stuff or...
You know, it's kind of like, oh my gosh, I've heard him say this already. I've been around him too long.
Okay, maybe...
No, I'll let you go.
No, but that is true because I've heard like a lot of these stories before. And it's funny because people are laughing because it's the first time they heard it. But I'm just like, I heard this.
I had a woman run for me last night. I went up the stairs. A white woman ran away from me. Yeah. And she's like, I don't know you. I don't know. And she ran away from me. I said, people are still scared of black people.
Okay. Well, yeah.
My next question, yo, we gotta crack some jokes, you know, before we go to some commercials and play some music by who's playing? Maddie, Dr. Shay, American Thanksgiving. I'm kind of tight. Can we go next year, please? I'm missing my candy chicken, man. Shout out to my auntie Brooklyn.
Have family there.
I'm trying to take you. Saturday already locked in. I just want to know, are you coming on January 1st to the Haitian household for the Jumu and the vibes? Because the guitar has been pulled out twice since I talked to you. Oh, yeah. Shout out to my boy, Greg Parkex. You already know what's happening. Yo, they pulled out the guitar. This British. Apparently, it's a Haitian thing. I'm late to the party on this.
Are you
coming for the soup and the ambiance?
I am intrigued about this guitar and the serenade.
Saturday didn't send you the video?
No.
Stop it, babe.
No, I was out this week.
Okay.
I didn't talk to nobody.
Montreal, my city, 8:16. We'll play some music. We have Canada Lockdown happening this weekend. All-star team of DJs. Tickets are $35. You can contact the Morning Detour. BYOB, we're going to give away two tickets at 8:25 and then at 8:30.
Oh, wait, and shout out to everybody that's commenting on YouTube.
Yeah, sure, man. We new to this thing. I know I should be looking at the camera more, but I'm not narcissistic. I want to talk to Larina a little bit. We got super producer Mr. Joe Black coming up at 8:30. There's no Wheezy Moonchase without Joe Black. We're going to go into some intimate stories I've never shared before between me and Joe Black.
Okay.
But there's none of this without Joe Black. Obviously, there's none of this without Larina as well.
Wait, are these stories that I already know? Am I going to be making those faces you claim that I'm making?
Nah, yeah, you won't know these stories yet.
Okay.
You hadn't come along. I hadn't propositioned you to be a part of my collective.
Oh, so then that's when you say that I didn't like you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was in your I don't like Ian phase. Okay. But keep it locked, Montreal. It's 8:60 in the morning. It's the Morning Detour.
There's only one moon chaser. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs. But my only drug is hip hop. You love this life. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Hey, hold on. I gotta stand up for this. But am I gonna be in the shot, Larina? We gotta get one with the. We gotta get one that goes up and down. Hold on, DJ Maddie. Hey. C'est Michel. Seven Ave. Park X. Montréal Nord. Rive Sud. It's going down. 8:25. We're giving away two tickets for Canada Lockdown. Dr. Shaker, DJ Maddie, and many more. BYB. Oh, boy, it's a classic right here, boy. Montreal, my city. Call us at 514-448-4013 at 825 to win two tickets to Canada Lockdown, the ultimate destination for Saturday night. We're going to be winding it down. Bring your rag, bring your extra water. It's going down your Red Bull, whatever you need to get through the night. We're giving away two tickets, 825. We're going to play Name That Song. The number is 514-448-4013. 514-448-013.
Deeper, deeper. Tell me, girl, if you feel me too, the way that I'm feeling you, 'cause I can go deeper, deeper, if you want me to. It's a joy ride, so enter my world and enjoy the ride. See, I can make you feel like a kid in a candy shop, give you all that I got.
My city. We're giving away two tickets to Canada Lockdown. It's 8:20 right now. 8:25. We're gonna play Name That Song. DJ Maddie's gonna pick the vibes. The number is 514-448-4013. One more time. 514-448-4013. Two tickets to Canada Lockdown. Oh, what a night's gonna be. What a night's gonna be.
Cause I'm stuck like glue. stop loving you.
I wanna see my dogs on the mountaintops. It's only ballin' when they albums drop. I got a line of cars rapping round the block. They're living better than these rappers rapping round the clock. I built a golf course and a car porch. Since everybody asking where your car's going. Mozzarella, now it's only tall cheddar. Most dope boys been a pallbearer. Package the product, then you pick it up back in Bahamas. Talking them dollars, how I touch it, come off as a profit. You leave your pistol on, then you're on your own. Cause little one, when it's on, they gon' do you wrong. See you nodding off on that fentanyl. If you're not a boss, boy, don't get involved.
What's that?
Messed around, but I forgave you. Why do they still want me to hate you? Cause if I'm choosing to forget it, why can't they just mind their business? Cause I'm stuck, stuck like glue. Cause I can't stop loving you.
Wow. Life full of VVS diamonds and bad choices. Young, you're dreaming about 10-9s and Porsches. It's cold, I keep my hoodie on. Block 4-5, ready to get my boogie on. This panty showing. Say I talk in my sleep. I start part driving, put it in reverse with my heat. Pistol talking back, I think I heard it cursing at me. They say you better not fuck a bitch or write a verse without me. Oh God, the streets left me scarred. He scarred. Leading buddies, concrete, Sean, free Sean. Soda coming up, catch up with me, I keep going. Better come and get your, cause she gone. She don't go. This that straight drop. All these other goods re-throwing. Call my 9 Jada, she kissing. Good deep flow. Know some niggas out on the west, they rapping tree tough. They still talking like this.
Yes, Montreal. Okay, so we're coming down to it. Okay, so we're going to play this song. So we're giving away 2 tickets. Look, how could you be calling me already? That's not the song. People are calling me. That's not the song. Y'all got to wait. That's not the song. So we're giving away 2 tickets to Canada Lockdown. So BYOB. A lot of us having felt a nice little bubble. A lot of us having to wind down with our friends. Enjoy a nice little vibe. We have a great slew of DJs. DJ Maddie, Dr. Shaker, DJ Exclusive, Royalty Sound Boss, and many more. It's a BYOB. Tickets are $35, but you know what? We're going to give away 2 tickets on the morning detour. You know how we do things. So we're going to play Name That Song. The number is 514-448-4013. One more time. The number is 514-448-4013. DJ Maddie has chosen the song this morning. The first person to call in with the right name of the song will get 2 tickets to Canada Lockdown tomorrow night. DJ Maddie, shoot the game. We have a real nail biter here this morning. Nobody knows the name of this song? 2 tickets to Canada Lockdown tomorrow night, BYOB. Oh, hold on. Yes, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on? See, the line is blazing. Come with it. Where are you calling from?
Be happy, Mary J. Blige.
Be happy, Mary J. Blige. Is that the right answer? Okay, cool. There you go. 2 tickets goes out to you. I'll pass the phone to Lorena. She runs everything here, and she'll take all your stuff. There you go, Lolo. All right, then. All right, so we'll play some commercial, play one more song, and then when we come back, we have super producer Joe Black in the building. Drastic Measures. You know, it ain't moving if it ain't black. You know how we do things. It's the Morning Detour on the My CKT 9.3 FM.
Come on, just cut the heat. and flip it once more. I think it's about time that we make an encore. Greg Tennessee, E straight busting through the door. Uplift the soul and much, much more. If you're feeling down, baby, darling, make it happy. Not your brother, your mother, sister, need for your pappy. If you need me, you know where to find me. Real love, be happy, you remind me.
The back of the club, mackin' holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music blasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the effort secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got caught. Now check it, I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends with Benz and C-notes by the layer. Jump in the Rover and come over, tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-COVID-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
When you tell your girlfriend, "Get changed, you dress like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages. When are you going to change your mind, you stubborn idiot? Change your attitude when you talk to me. Change your friends. You better change your tone of voice. It's not up to her to change. It's up to you. Violence against women stops now. Talk about it. Do something about it. And call SOS Violence Conjugale." A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Is the creator of everything, Moon Chaser. Let me tell you something. In The Last Dance, Jordan said, "I couldn't do it without Pippen. I couldn't do it without Pippen." I'm Pippen in this story. He is the Michael Jordan They don't call you a super producer just because you can make beats on Footy Loops. This guy is nice. Oh, he hails from the South Shore. Everything is baby. It's dark. It's drastic. Mr. Joe Black is in the building.
We out here. What up? What up? Morning, Dito. What up?
Yeah, what's going on, Black? Listen, I've been dying to get you up here for a minute. First of all, we got to talk about, let's talk about the drop. Everybody keeps talking about how they love the drop. You know what I mean? Walk Larina through how we, you know how we created
that.
Hold on a second. Rick the Specialist is on the camera.
Yeah, shout out
Rick doesn't Rick. Get enough love. Rick's been filming me for the last 15 years. Me and Joe Black did the Hood to Hood mixtape with Rodney and a slew of other guys. We're the only crew to ever do a mixtape highlighting guys from all over the city on the same tape, and we did it twice. About 15, 16 years ago. Yep. I know Skip is listening right now.
Shout out to Skip.
You have been one of the realest low-key producers in the world. That's my only knock on you. I think you're too low-key. I think you can flex a little bit.
How is someone too low-key?
Joe Black? His name is Joe Black. His name is Joe Black.
That says it all right there, B. You know what I mean? Trying to be low-key, man. That's my whole thing. But at the same time, man, shout out to everybody that's been holding me down since day one. Because they already know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather be low-key and all that. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, you know, the work speaks for itself.
Okay, let's talk about the work. Let's get the full, you know, Larina likes when things are itemized. So you're a beat maker. You're a producer. You're like, walk me through it. Like, what's the gamut of your services and skill sets? What are we looking at, Joe Black?
Oh, man. I mean, we're talking about anything in the studio. I mean, from pre to post production, anything in between. You know what I mean? Like, recording, mixing, engineering, mastering. You know what I'm saying? Producing, of course. You know what I'm saying? That's my thing.
And what I always loved about you, like, every time I come to your studio, you're always adding another piece. You're always learning a new skill. You know what I mean? You're so down with it. So now, Larina, about 16 years ago, and we had a mutual friend's like, yo, I was trying to do this mix. I was doing the Hood to the thing. And I was like, okay, I'm trying to do this thing, but I'm not a music guy. And I kept hearing this, them bring up this guy's name, Joe Black, Joe Black. But everyone's like, yo, he don't just work with anybody. Let's keep in mind.
Facts.
I was 19. Not a rapper, not a beat maker, not a producer. I'm just a dude that was selling clothes to guys out of New York.
Right.
I got to sit down with Joe Black. Now, I didn't know what I was going to say to him. It got me a second sit down. He brought Rick and he came to DJ Upper Lachine by Rodney's house. I could sell the thing. I could sell. I may not be able to go behind the computer and do the thing with Joe Black, but I could sell the thing. I want to tell you here on the Morning Detour, I appreciate you, because if it wasn't for us doing the Morning Detour, I wouldn't have continued on the path of broadcasting and doing podcasts and now doing the best morning show in the damn country.
Yo, but yo, I appreciate that. Thanks for the love. I appreciate the whole love and all that. But yo, when you came through, you had a vision. Yeah. I saw the vision. I heard the vision. I saw it. You know what I'm saying?
I gave it a shot.
I was young too. You know what I'm saying? I was young too, doing my own thing. But yeah, I was young, trying to build my own circle and all that. But I saw the vision you have with the city.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what the city needed at that point in time. You know what I'm saying? So you came through with the vision. So I gave it a shot. And yo, I had nothing to lose. I had the studio already and all that. I had the knowledge and all that. So let's try it out. See where it lands. You know what I'm saying? But yo, we came out with two mixtapes, two different summers.
Yeah.
Shook the whole city up.
Yeah, that was
that's
crazy.
That's it, man. History, man. Look at you now, though. Look at you now today, man. You know what I mean? Looking great today.
Yo, I know Joe Black's like, yo, listen. Everything makes sense. Dude. I know Joe Black's like, yo, listen.
Hell yeah. I see that coming from day one. Yeah, I see that coming from day one, man. I believe in you since day one. I'm not sure how anybody else ain't see that, but I seen this since day one. You know what I'm saying?
Talk to Larina.
Talk to me.
Shout out to Larina. She's here, bro. Shout out to Larina. Shout out to DJ Maddie and all that.
Yeah, man.
Yo, that's what it is.
Yeah, Joe Black's wicked.
Yeah, that's my brother right here.
So let's talk about that. You one of the first guys I seen actually take his show on the road. You know, a lot of guys just want to stay local. You know what I mean? They want to stick to what they know. Word. You know what I mean? You've been going to Harlem way before dudes knew where Harlem was even located. Mm. You know, off the Hutchinson 185th. Where did you get that kind of mentality? It's like, you know what? I'm going to go across. But you went to Trebis, so you put your money up. Like, you're not just some garden variety producer. Like, you have the technical knowledge, too, and you have the freestyle knowledge.
Hell yeah.
But it's always fascinated me, and I've always wanted to ask you this. What led you to go to the States so early in the game and make these connections and make these relationships with dope guys in the States? And please mention some of the guys that you've been working with in the States as well.
Great question, actually, man. But, yo, because basically even before I started, man, I've been studying the whole hip-hop thing, especially New York. That's the East Coast. So I've been definitely been studying the whole New York thing. So obviously that was always my goal since day one, because I was always asking myself, like, how come people always limit themselves to, like, local stuff? You know what I'm saying? Right. When you're, especially us, Montrealers, we're right next to New York and all that. So I always saw the opportunities from day one and all that. But long story short, real short.
We'll get them on the podcast. You
know, yeah, basically, no, like, it, yeah, well, that's a whole episode. That's how it all happened. But shout out to my man, Full Clip.
Yeah.
Never going to keep him out the story. Shout out to Full Clip, man, Full and the Harlem Hellfighter, man. Those are two main keys. Key points of how I infiltrated the whole New York thing. You know,
I feel like you have a brownstone in New York at this point. Like you've been back and forth so
next,
much.
That's the next step, bro. That's next step. Trying to get a brownstone, man. You know what I mean? In Harlem.
How do you feel about the Montreal music scene? You've been at the, you know, at the heart of it for a long time. You know, in the back scene too, and that's what makes you kind of a dangerous guy because you're not full frontal with it.
Yeah.
But what's your take on the Montreal scene? You know, you have the Nate Hussars, you have the Naya Lee, you have the Audreys, you know, you have the Sha Franks.
Think about Montreal, man. Like I'm trying to say, like Montreal has too much talent to not pop off, to not be on a pedestal right now.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up, I've seen it from day one too, bro. Like I always believe in all of us. Thing about Montreal, everybody knows it's too much division going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Montreal got a whole lot of talent. Yeah. Shouts to my homies Lil Pesci, shouts to 80 Rock, Mr. Woo. Bits.
Yeah.
Shouts to all my peoples, man. Shouts to everybody, man, you know what I'm saying?
See, when you come on the mic, if you don't write down the name of the dude, you're going
to
remember.
Shouts to Borden 100.
Yeah, Borden's
night. Everybody, man.
DJ Mag's going to do a special Joe Black mix in a bit, and after we'll come back with a Lolo interview. But Joe Black, before I let you go, let the people know, what you working on these days, man? I know.
A whole lot of things.
Man. I know you're working on the morning detour drop. Walk us through the drop before you go.
Rick
was there with us. Yo, we have Rick on the side of the closet with the mic.
Shouts to Rick always, man. But yo, the drop is funny because that's actually my first drop I ever worked on. And that's because of you, man. Once again, it's because of you, man. You came to with the idea once again.
Hold on.
With the vision.
Nobody is this hype this early. They see him on drugs.
My only drug is hip-hop.
Love is love.
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKT 90.3.
All this to say, if you need to drop, you might want to holler at your boy, man, Joe Black Beats, man. All social media, Joe Black Beats, you know what I'm saying? But yo, that's how I came to you. You came to with the idea, you know what I'm saying? It made sense to me. You're my homie. I always going to hold you down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I appreciate that. No, it sounded right. We got more.
I tried my little shot at it, you know what I'm saying?
We got more.
Came out a little nice. Nothing crazy. It's a little nice.
We got more. How could the people follow you? We're still going to feature your music every week. Right. We got you. You know what I'm saying? How could people follow you? You know, you got beats to sell. You got production. You could do it all. You can master everyone's album.
Recording the final product. You holler at me, but yo, it's Joe Black Beats. Straight up, Joe Black Beats. If you know how to spell, it's Joe Black Beats. You know what I mean?
For everything. Rick the Specialist.
Media, Joe Black Beats.
Rick the Specialist was one of my video guys from day one, man. Rick's that guy. Watch Rick with all the extra lights and shit.
Shout out to Rick.
I love to see, yo, we've known each other so long that we've all seen each other upgrade. This has been a beautiful journey, man.
That's real shit.
You know
though,
what I mean? I remember when Rick had the little handheld with the thing coming to the side. Now look at it, thousands and thousand dollar camera with the light. He even got the screen. He's not looking through the regular lens. He got special lens.
Hey, we'll be copying things every other week.
Yeah,
Rick. Rick
is like our Just Blaze. You know what I mean? I always tell people Jay-Z had Just Blaze, Eminem had Dr. J, and I had Joe Black. So we all gonna make it to the top. There's drastic measures in the building.
Sir.
I appreciate you, King.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's play some Joe Black Fires. The Morning Detour coming up next. We have a Larena exclusive interview.
Christian, got caught up in the system.
Okay.
Changing my religion, now I'm praying for permission.
Okay.
I block you like submission, and shift you to detention.
Yes, Montreal, my city. This that Joe Black, that Drastic Measure production. You know how we do things.
In the corridor. We thugging on the walk, talk street like midnight. And soldiers with a sister beat. We losing all our history as long as wrist is glittery.
Okay.
Mommy, I ain't sick of you saying that you miss me. But texts are indespicable. Roger when I ridicule.
Okay.
And Paul is to the river. Dude, that's like the river view. I'm giving you a miracle. Descending like the spirit, dude. Ancient like the numerals. Patient like a Rubik's Cube. If you ever been the rule, you know you gotta wear shoes. You know you gotta cross your teeth. This is just New York.
Hold on. I like the way this is sounding. Yo, Joe Black always takes me places. But before I do anything more this morning, I want to send a special happy birthday. She came up with the name Running With Wolves. I've known her from way back to the day back. Melissa Noel, I heard it's your birthday. Happy born day, Queen Melissa Noel. Happy born day. You know, it's the first time we do a birthday shout out on the show also. We did one before. Oh, your mic's off as usual. Yo, my godfather, that's what's up. So, Melissa Noel, happy born day, Queen. Shout out to Baby Mango. Baby Mango's going to be the first woman NBA player. You know what I mean? She's going to play against LeBron's son. You know how that's going to move around. So shout out to Melissa Noel. Let's go back to that Drastic Measures. This that dog fire. This is how we do things. This is the best of the city. It's the Morning Detour.
Can't get to sleep, I think I need some help. Just wanna dream like everybody else. Can't get to sleep, I think I need some help. Just wanna dream like everybody else. Can't get to sleep, I think I need some help. Can't get to sleep, I can't get to sleep, I can't get to sleep, I think I need some help. Just wanna dream like everybody else. Can't get to sleep, I think I need some help. Just wanna dream like everybody else. I got this weed and I think that it can help. Forget my dreams and everybody else. Can't get to sleep, I think I need some help. Just wanna dream like everybody else.
Yeah. Drastic Measures in the building.
That's Joe Black.
Joe Black.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. DJ Maddie, 8:44 in the morning. The best morning show in the country. You know how we do things. Weezy Moon Chaser, Guardians of the Galaxy. Space is not safe.
Uh-huh. BCDB.
Yeah.
We on fire. Yeah. Uh-huh. BCDB is set, we on fire. Uh-huh. BCDB is set. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you showing off now, DJ Maddie. Hey, 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 hey.
BCDB is set, we
Drastic.
On fire. Yeah.
It's looking dark this morning.
On the record, except they won't buy us. Did one of you pussies to come try us. BCDB is set, we on fire. Yeah. All the hoes in the hood, they won't try us. All the record, except they won't buy us. Yeah, one of you pussies to come try us. It's Drastic Measures, whenever a gorilla speak. See, I blew like balloon, ain't nothing sweet. Make it hot like May, can't form a tree. Think I'm shooting sheep the way dudes lose their sleep. Someone call police, shots ring across the street. What's your location? 10-4 on the beat. Your niggas buying swag, Jimmy Jazz, they pop a tag. You got the sneakers, y'all, that don't mean you in the draft. You got your man whip, that just means you in the cab. I got my own shit, drive-by, had to laugh. Knocked down, playing niggas cause I came up. Fake friends say I changed, but I came up. Been burned the block, homie, better wake up. Three strikes and you're out on the wake up. No do-overs, no makeups. This your boy Great Fire, get your cake up. BCDB is set, we on fire. All these hoes in the hood, they won't try us.
This for single moms that we stuck in the projects. This for
Let me tell you much about. See, you need beats, you need production. You want anything to sound right. You want that Sony vibe? You want that real recording artist vibe? I guarantee you, man, Joe Black, Drastic Beats. Joe Black Beats on IG. Shoot my DM if you want these things to sound right. It's the Morning Detour. We're playing some more Drastic Measures. Let's go.
Haven't met they pops yet. This for who we lost when guns went off and got hit. This is for my people that hurt, tired of putting in work. Funerals the only time that you see us in church. Heads up, eyes open, scoping around the room, seeing pain faces. No more I won't, I'm hoping. Family's dreams shattered, nothing seems to matter anymore. Devastation even before the ashes scattered. Loved ones cries wailing, final destination. Rough waters to recovery, after that ain't smooth sailing. Heads down, eyes closed, praying in the Lord's name, seeking guidance for all of my lost souls. Can't accept that, that's just the way that life goes. Keep on asking questions that got answers only God knows. Why would you give, why would you take? Why would you bless me with love and enrage me with hate? Why would you let us live up in a poverty state? And why put us in positions where we question our fate? Why is it rich kids think this living is great? And living a life of struggles is a decision you make. Parents don't decide on birthdays that their kids won't get cake and suppers every day the same because they can't afford a steak. What the fuck do you think this is? Pops got knocked now, he gotta do a bid. Moms is tripping, asking how we gon' live. How's a single mom supposed to feed three kids? Oldest son, now the man of the household, making sure his family eating more than a mouthful. From before his teens to his 20s, he's been on the block. More than 10 years, Pops still behind bars that lock. All because that rock, and now his son he chop. And no, he will not stop because he's getting guap.
It's the Morning Detour with Oweezy Moon Chaser and Lorena. And this morning, I have one of the hardest working people that I know. She is an philanthropist. She is a entrepreneur and an influencer. And the crazy thing is she is only 9 years old. So welcome to the show for the first time, Kyra Milan. Kyra, how are you?
Cute. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I'm super excited to talk to you because, of course, I follow you on Instagram, on social media, and I see all the amazing things that you and your family do. So I'm excited to, you know, get more people to know who you are. We're also partnering on something special, so I want to talk about that too. But first, let's take it back a little. So I want to know, how did you come up with the idea for Care Bags?
So I was watching YouTube, and the YouTubers were actually making them. So this was times when I still had YouTube and Instagram and all these things. So I thought, why not do it and like make little vlogs or things like that? So I said, why not do it? And we were like, that's a great idea. So we started about 5 to 7 a month. Ooh, and nice. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And we just kept doing it and doing it.
And do you know how many years you've been doing it? Because you do it quite a bit throughout the year, but how many years have you been doing this?
I think I've been doing it for about over a year now. Okay. I started in Vancouver, and then we just kept going from there.
That's so cool. I love doing that. And you always showcase that on your social media. So hopefully it inspires other people to make their own type of care bags as well. So I thought that was super cool that that's something that you do and you took the initiative to do it. So congratulations. I Thank love you. That. And then also, too, you're a business owner, which to a lot of people sounds crazy because you're only 9. But if they've been following you for a while, I do see that this is something definitely that would have been in your future anyways. So tell us about Coily Curls and what type of products you sell.
So Coily Curls is actually not only owned by me, but also my 5-year-old sister, Callie.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, we sell lots of pink and purple hair accessories and more. We sell satin headbands, which are good for your hair. Satin scrunchies, which are also good for your hair. Satin bonnets, good for your hair. Satin pillowcases, good for your hair. We sell the tangle brushes. We sell satin ropes, which are not good for your hair, but they're comfortable. And yeah, we sell so much stuff. So head on over to www.coilycurls.com.
Definitely. I did buy the pillowcases and they are good for your hair and they're actually very comfortable. So I highly recommend that product and to check out everything because it sounds like you're taking care of our hair with all the products that you have in your shop. So thank you for that as well. It's super dope. And I love that you guys have the two colors. Is that because one's your favorite color and the other is your sister's favorite color?
Yes, actually, you read my mind. I was just about to say that. Purple is my sister's favorite color and pink is my favorite color.
I love that. I love how you guys incorporate your personality into the brand too. So everybody, please check out their website, coilycurls.com, and check out what they have and then, you know, make a purchase or two. Christmas is coming up. So definitely do that. And then being a business owner, can you tell me what's the toughest part and what's like the best part of being a business owner?
I'm only 9, so I go to school, so there's not really a hard part, but I try to do as much as possible. But if there was a hard part, I would have to say is like dealing with conflicts, small conflicts. Like it's not all the way me, but sometimes I get to help out with that kind of stuff. Like if someone didn't get their order or if we have to send them another one. So just things like that.
That's cool. And that's good that you take that on because that's a big part of being a business owner is the customer service. And so you want to give great customer service. So even though there was an issue, you resolved it and people will definitely come back and keep buying. And what's the best part of being a business owner?
The best part of being a business owner is like when, say, we have pop-ups, I love to interact with the customers. When we're putting the things inside of the bags, we like to talk to them, say, hopefully you enjoy this product. And I love to process orders because eventually when I get older, I want to take over. I want to take over the business and, like, get a factory and a location that people can go to, so, like, a store. So, yeah, there's a lot of fun things that I like about having a business.
That is so dope. And if you guys hear her, she is only 9 years old, and she's already talking about having her own, like, factory, building the business, expanding. Like, these are things that I didn't think about at nine, which is, it's so crazy to me. So I love everything that you're doing. So I'm definitely cheering for you, and I'm definitely wanting to see you expand your business. So I also want to talk about, because I have been fortunate to partner with you. So we're doing something special this month and next month as well. So can you tell people about our partnership?
So as you told them, I make care bags. So our partnership is that we want to make at least 100 care bags because it's closer to the holidays and we want more. We want to give out more. So some of the things we want in our care bags are like small toiletries, like that you can get from the dollar store, I guess, or just small toiletries, not so big though, because it's not the biggest bag in the world. So we want, say, soaps, creams, toothpaste, toothbrush, water bottles, if you can, Tim Hortons gift cards so they can get a soup or a coffee, hats, gloves. We want lots of things that they can use because it's getting colder. And also just the normal stuff that we usually do put in the bags.
Definitely. So I'm super excited. So everybody, please donate if you can, because like I said, last year too was really, really tough. So unfortunately, we have more homeless people than we had in the year before. And so we want to create these new versions of the care bags and hand them out to the homeless so that they are prepared for the winter. It's already getting cold outside. So definitely, you can drop off the products that you would like to donate to these locations. So I'm just going to read them out. So the first one is 4291 Notre Dame West. You could drop off the items Wednesday to Friday from 11 to 6, and then on Saturdays from 11 to 5. Another location that we have is 10418B Boulevard Going West. You could drop off the items Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then, of course, here at DG Kicks, 6714 Fielding, Monday to Friday, you can drop off the items from 12 to 6 p.m. So I want to thank you so much for partnering with me, Kyra. I really, really appreciate it. Before I let you go, though, I do want to play a game.
Yeah.
Because I do see on your Instagram, which I enjoy, on the stories, you always play this and that with your followers. So I wanted to play a game. So instead of you asking us questions, I'm going to ask you some questions and see what your answers are. Okay, so are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So the first one is, would you prefer French fries or poutine?
Poutine. Definitely poutine. It's my favorite food in the whole world.
I love that. I love poutines. Okay. What about summer or winter?
Ooh, that's a tricky one. Because in winter, I get to go in the hot tub. And in summer, I get to go in the pool. So, but I think summer because I get to go in the pool, and in summer after schools, my dad, my sister, and I would walk to the park, and we have a big lawn so we can play, and I love summer. Yeah, definitely summer.
I'm here with you on that one. I love summer too. Would you rather have the ability to be invisible or the ability to fly?
I think invisible.
Invisible?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. And then this one, this might be a tough one too. Would you rather sing or dance?
Sing, definitely.
Oh, so that was an easy one.
Okay. I love singing.
Okay, cool. And then this one here, maybe it's a tough one. I don't know. We'll see. Ariana Grande or Beyonce?
No. Chop me between two people. Can I choose both?
You know what? Because you're so accomplished, I will let you choose both.
Yes, both.
Thank you.
But I think Beyonce is just a bit better.
Just a tiny bit.
Yes.
Because I know you're such a huge Ariana Grande fan, so I know that one was like a tricky one.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much, Kyra, for coming in, doing this interview with me. I know you're a busy girl. Thank you for playing This or That with me as well. Tell people again your website and where they can follow you and keep up with you.
You can follow me on Instagram on Kyra_Milan. You can follow me on TikTok, curly_Kyra. You can go to my YouTube, Kyra Milan. Curly Kyra, sorry, Curly Kyra. And don't forget to shop www.coilycurls.com to get yourself some pink and purple hair accessories and more. And yeah, I think that's it.
Thank you so much, Kyra. It's been amazing to talk to you. And
thank you.
You're the amazing one here. You're the star of the show right now. So thank you again. We'll have you back because I know you're working on more things, of course, all the time. So we want to keep up with you. And then maybe you can bring Callie with you too.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
All right.
She's our youngest CEO. She's only 5.
And it's crazy what you guys are doing. It's insane. But I love it. Congratulations. And thank you so much. It's the Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3.
Croisera jamais. En fait, ça n'a pas d'importance. Par contre, il y a des gens à qui tu tiens. Et ça t'inquiète qu'ils doutent et hésitent à se faire vacciner contre la COVID-19. Même chose pour leurs enfants. On a tous nos raisons, mais en prenant le temps de les écouter, on peut mieux les rassurer et les accompagner. Et ça, c'est important.
Comprendre l'autre, c'est d'abord l'écouter. Des questions sur les vaccins? Visitez québec.ca/parlons-vaccins. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.